are so amazed by you this morning. God, we're amazed by who you are in our lives. God, we're amazed just by the things that you do, by the things that you overcome. God, we want to wake up this morning, Lord, and just proclaim how amazed we are by you. the quiet, in the stillness, I know that you are God. In the secret of your presence, I know there I am restored. So when you is here.
Praise you today, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Church, let's just continue. Let's just start to pray right now. Let's just begin to intercede. Lord God, we just lift you on high. Come on, church. Engage your heart. Lord God, you are worthy of my praise. Love you, Jesus. God, I love you with all my heart today. God, you are my everything. I embrace you today, Lord God. God, have your way. God, have your way in our nation. Lord Jesus, have your way in our city. God, have your way in my family. Have your way in my life. God, we give you control, sovereign control, Lord Jesus. Lord, we live by faith today. God, not by what we see with our eyes, Lord God, but what we believe in our heart you want to do in this place. Lord Jesus, we worship you. Praise you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Okay, church, I just want to encourage you to stay standing. Just stay in an attitude of worship. We believe we have some prophetic words from the Lord, so we want to receive those now.
We repent. We get saved. We're filled with the Spirit. And then we struggle. We struggle with fulfilling the potential that's in us. In the Spirit. If you look at the scriptures, the struggle that the disciples had was fulfilling who they were by the Spirit and in the Word. And that's what our struggle is to this day. And that's why we value the presence of the Lord. Because when we come in the presence of the Lord, He can speak to us. He can speak to us. We are in His presence and we are changed. It is the great I am. We can hear Him. We can hear His voice. We can understand who we are in Him.
There is a new joy, a new hope, new strength set over us this day. Forget what was before. Forget yesterday. Doesn't matter. If you are in the Lord, there is new joy, new hope, new strength. He wants you to participate in that.
The Lord Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. And that He that has begun a good work in us will perform it until the end. The end is near. And the Lord is doing a good work. I'd like you to just envision this. A tree. It's a fruit tree. And it's filled with fruit. It has 9 fruit. The fruit on this tree are oranges, are grapefruit. They're plums and nectarines, something to be desired. God is producing 9 fruit in our lives. 9 fruit: love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, and kindness. He's going to finish producing all those fruit in us. He's going to finish that. You see, God wants us to partake of the good fruit. Adam and Eve partook of the forbidden fruit in the garden, and it produced sin and death. And God is saying this morning, partake of the good fruit. The good fruit are what produce life. And God is wanting to produce new life in us today. This is a day of new life.
Thank you, Father. Church, let's just turn our hearts to the Lord. Let's just receive that. Lord, I just believe that was from you. Lord, you are the great I am. Lord, you are the creator and the maker of all things. And God, in you is the fullness of joy. Your word says this, God. It's the fullness of joy. And God, in Galatians 5:22 talks about the fruit of your spirit. And Lord, we embrace those things. God, in John 15 talks about being connected to the vine. And John 10, being the good shepherd. And that you know your sheep and your sheep know you. And Lord God, in you, connected to you, all things are possible. But without you, we die and wither in John 15. God, we want to embrace this. Lord God, this is about kingdom living. God, we want to embrace you. Lord Jesus, you are the great I am. In you is the fullness of joy, God. And when we connect to your vine, holy God, you produce fruit worth living for, God. So Father, I pray right now that as we begin to engage in worship again, God, we begin to seek your face. God, we would connect to your vine and be just totally drawn into your heart, Lord God. You would draw us in. And Lord, you would produce these fruits in our life. God, that we would know you more. We'd be known by you more, Lord Jesus. And Father, that you would begin to produce your fruit in our life. Church, let's just worship him. Let's re-engage in worship here. Let's give our hearts wholly to him, that he could do this in us, that he could produce a fruit that will last. Come on, let's continue to worship.
Yeah. It's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 2 through 7. I'm going to read this in a little different context. God has given Abilute Community Church, out of the most severe trials and their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty, welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in service to the saints, and they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will. And God will bring completion this act of grace on your part. But just as you excel in everything, in faith and in speech and in knowledge and in complete earnestness and in your love for us, see that you also excel continuously in the grace of giving. I read these verses because I get the privilege to see all the finances and everything that comes in. And I want to tell you that I am overwhelmingly blessed at your generosity. It is amazing to me that a church of such numerical size can produce so much in the kingdom of God. And I want to commend you for that. I'm here to commend you for your giving, because I know it's a heart of love for what God's done in your life. And I want to continue to commend you and to encourage you to keep giving. I just believe that, and I have heard, even when I was in the Philippines as a missionary, this church was well known for its giving heart. And so you need to know that you are a giving heart, and that your giving heart blesses other churches because you're known for that. And as today, as we give, we do want to remember our missionaries, because this is our Mission Sunday, our Global Outreach Sunday. And our missionary pastor, Vince and Dee Broussard, are actually out in the mission field right now ministering to John and Christina Henry, blessing them, encouraging them. And we want to remember our missionaries, not just in giving, but also in praying for them and remembering them in our prayers. And so as you come to give, continue in this great grace of giving, because you are a blessing. You can come.
Oh,
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. God is good. Amen.